Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Through the words of the Gospel, mercies be with them. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the parable today, Jesus tells us about a man who had two sons. The man told his two sons to go and work in the vineyard. You see, again, we have the idea of vineyard coming again. Remember last Sunday, we had another parable about the man who hired workers to work in his vineyard at the different hours of the day. That beautiful gospel of last Sunday. And when we hear the word vineyard, we should think of the whole world and every part of it, the entire universe. The Lord's vineyard means the whole world and wherever people created by God and redeemed by Jesus live. This is the Lord's vineyard. And the words of the Lord, "Son, go and work in the vineyard," continue to resound even today. The Lord calls each one by name to go and work in the vineyard. That initial mandate given to our first parents after creation, that go and subdue the earth, continues to resound to everyone. God calls us to go and work, to use the energy he gave us and the strength he gave us to work and to continue his work of creation. So we must respond to God's call. And response to God's call means the availability to continue the Lord's work of creation and salvation. And the word vineyard means not only what is in the world or outside the world, but also what is inside ourselves. We must cultivate also what is inside us. We must improve our spiritual lives. We must build virtues, as our great motto for the Capital Campaign states, building virtues. So God wants us to work in our own vineyards, our lives, to better them and improve them. So back to the two sons. The first son said, "I'll not go." But later he changed his mind and went. The second said, "I'll go." But he did not go. So my dear brothers and sisters, this second son who said, "Yes, I'll go," but later did not go, represents Israel that heard the word of God, answered his call, and made an alliance with him. It represents these Israelites who entered into covenant with God and said, yes, whatever God has said, we shall do. And this covenant was sealed several times. You will recall one instance as we read from the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse 3, which says, when Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, everything the Lord has said, we will do. But these same people turned against God who saved them from slavery in Egypt and went after other gods, the pagan gods. That's why they were taken to exile. They said yes to God's word, then no. And until today, most of them do not believe in Jesus as the Savior of the world. But the first son who said, I'll not go, and then went, represents the pagans. The pagans who are judged by Israel to be unworthy to enter into the kingdom of God will be the first ones to enter. Precisely, the first son who said no and then yes represents what the prophet Ezekiel said in the first reading. When someone evil stops sinning and does what is right and good, he saves his life. If someone who has been saying no to God's commandments, someone who has not been obeying God's laws, doing what is evil, but then changes his or her mind and follows the ways of God, this one will save his life because he realizes what he's doing and stops sinning. So he'll certainly not die, but go on living. This is what the prophet means, Prophet Ezekiel. It means that if someone commits iniquity, he dies, because sin is death. And here we are speaking of mortal sin. And the concept of death here is spiritual death. It is a question of the loss of the true life of eternal or eternal life, which for John is the knowledge of the Father and the Son and communion and intimacy with them. Perhaps we may think we are like the second son who said no and then yes to the word of God, and rejoice in our faithfulness and condemn the arrogance and pride of the Jews and the other people who do not practice their faith. But it should not be so. God still has two sons. In the church, in our Christian communities, in the world, there will always be two kinds of sons. Those will say yes at one time and then change their mind and say no. On the other hand, there are many who have never said yes explicitly to God, but love their neighbors and do many good deeds. Though not baptized, they are true children of God. So it is better to say no and later say yes than first saying yes and later no. In other words, it is better to begin badly and end well than to begin well and end badly. There are Christians who solemnly reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises, And he promised to believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and the Holy Spirit, the Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting, what we all stated during our baptism. But after some time, we change. We do not live according to what we promised, what we believed. We find ourselves in the category of the son who said yes and then no. Sometimes, during the celebration of marriage, in the presence of the priest and the congregation, someone may say, I so-and-so, take you so-and-so to be my wife, and I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. I love you and honor you all the days of my life. But after a few years or a few months, they separate. It is another way of saying yes and then no. And many times we have said in the act of contrition, my God, I'm sorry for my sins with all my heart in choosing to do wrong and failing to do good. I have sinned against you, whom I should love above all things, and I firmly intend with your help to do penance, to sin no more, and to avoid whatever leads me to sin. This last phrase, to sin no more, and to avoid whatever leads me to sin. But we keep on sinning over and over. So my dear brothers and sisters, the parable of the two sons is a challenge to everyone, including myself. But I think the central message is, never mind. If you have said no, you can still say yes. Never mind if your life had been a bit naughty, you can still change it, you can still make it up. God gives you a second chance always. God knows our weakness, and he will always accept us back as his beloved sons and daughters. And whenever we realize that we have said no instead of yes, we should recite what we have sung in the responsorial psalm today. Remember your mercy, Lord, as the love you have shown from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth. In your love, remember me. May God bless you. Amen.